Chapter 1, A Missing Piece. Buckle up. We're about to take you on a journey that has profoundly shifted our understanding of Scripture, and even more importantly, the trajectory of our spiritual lives. It just might for you too. What if you discovered that a mistranslated word in Scripture distorted its meaning for us today? And what if that one word was so significant that getting it right might alter not only the course of your life, but of Christianity itself? We want to suggest to you that while the Reformation was a crucial step forward in freeing followers of Jesus from performance-based religion, the way it's often misunderstood today may unintentionally obscure the best part of salvation: Jesus' desire to transform us from within, so we reflect His kingdom in this present age. We reached these conclusions by very different routes. I, Wayne, arrived here relationally. More than 30 years ago, I encountered the Father's love in a way that rewrote my spiritual story, especially after growing up in more legalistic environments. Toby's path was fueled by a hunger for authentic faith, guided by linguistic and theological insights that I had never considered. When our lives intersected in late 2024, everything clicked. What Toby shared explained how love had already been teaching me to live. Now I had scriptural terminology for it. By resolving the mistranslation of a single English word in Scripture, I could finally see the map of the spiritual territory I'd wandered through for decades. The rich conversation that followed launched this collaboration and ultimately this book. If what we propose is true, it unifies Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, weaves salvation and the kingdom of God together, and clarifies what Jesus intended for our transformation. It doesn't replace the gospel I learned earlier. It completes it. Others throughout history have tried to call God's people back to this simple, transformative reality, but the noise of cultural religion has often drowned out their voices. So we write, in hopes that you'll consider these things. Search the Scriptures to see if they hold up. If they do, you too can step into a fuller, more vibrant experience of the gospel today. When something doesn't add up. Have you ever been in a situation where nothing seemed to make sense, only to learn later that it was because you didn't have all the information? I recently went through something similar in my marriage. Unbeknownst to either of us, my wife Sarah had been sexually assaulted by family members between the ages of 4 and 8. Unable to process her pain at such a young age, and having no one safe to confide in, her mind buried those memories deep within her. But in her 50s and 60s, a deep pain began to push its way to the surface. Erupting like a volcano, it manifested as complex PTSD and a deep self-loathing that pushed her toward suicidal thoughts. Unable to contain or explain her anguish to anyone, she hid it behind kindness and caretaking, fawning over everyone, including me, so no one would discover what a horrible person she thought herself to be. During that time, our conversations made little sense to me. I sometimes thought she was being evasive, but my attempts to understand her only led to frustration for both of us. Caught in the torment of a trauma she did not remember, Sarah said whatever she thought I needed to hear, just to survive the moment. Eventually, the debilitating pain drove her to seek counseling, and she was told she must have been traumatized. Because she had no memories of her childhood abuse, the counselor wrongly concluded that she must be married to an abusive husband. She encouraged Sarah to leave me, which she did, while I was away on a 12-day trip to the East Coast.